Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 4, 2023. Are we destined to succeed? This singular thought. Is the operator, like the force that operates in the operated? This is because what is merely a thought in him is a binding law in the created beings. Because he contemplated delighting us, it necessarily occurred in us, that we receive his good abundance, Baal HaSulam, the study of the 10 Sefirot, Inner Observation, Chapter 5, Item 22. Comment: in principle, everything is not so bad, and we are destined to succeed. My response: we are destined to succeed but through a very long way of recognizing our nature and correcting it. Nevertheless, if he intended to delight us, and created in us, the will to receive the pleasure that he gives, then we will 100% come to this state. From Cab TV's The Study of the Ten Sefirot, Tess, December 18, 2022. Time and a change of year. Question: we are on the eve of the new year. Why, when there is a change of year, do people feel some kind of excitement and fulfillment? What is the root of this phenomenon? After all, we know that there is no time in spirituality. Why do people perceive it this way? Answer: firstly, there is no corporeal time in spirituality, and there is no spiritual time in corporeality. Therefore, it is not easy to talk about time. In principle, the concept of time is quite complex. On one hand, this is connected to the coordinates we are in, against what and how we measure time and whether it exists at all. Is it purely our subjective inner feelings, or is it really some kind of constant that dictates the course of our existence to us, all the time? All this is not simple. However, the fact that people get excited when the year changes is a common phenomenon that has nothing to do with spiritual roots. The beginning of times, the end of times, and some kind of times, they of course do exist. But the new year itself was adopted by people only in order to have some kind of reference point. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, December 25, 2022. Antagonism toward Kabbalah. Comment: according to the classification of sects, it states, the world is headed for disaster, and only the group knows how to save it. My response: not just the group but also the Kabbalists who have described it in their books. Therefore, you can turn not to us, but to those who wrote it, Rav Kook, Baal HaSulam, Agra, Ari, Rashbi in the Book of Zohar, and so on. This is also written in the prophets with reference to our time. Moreover, there are documents that you cannot evade at all. But people turn a blind eye to them, saying, they do not understand anything, they are mystics, a sect. But it will pass, I assure you. We have no other choice but to keep going and gradually eradicate this antagonism toward Kabbalah among people. Kabbalah is anti-egoistic, and therefore, it turns out that it is against every person, against their nature. How can one take it when it is the most hated subject, the most despised teaching, that constantly tells him, you have to change, constantly do this and that. And you do not want to do these things. I understand these people because I tell them they have to do something against their desires. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Kabbalah About Cults, December 18, 2013. The letters of the Book of Zohar express connections. Question: do the letters that the Zohar talks about express the types of connection between us? Answer: of course. Only the connection between us. Without the connection between souls, the authors of the Zohar would not have been able to attain anything. Everything is attained in the network of connections between us. What do we attain? Forces of bestowal. The totality of these forces of bestowal is called the Creator, Bori, come and see, which we reveal in the connection between us, it is the quality of bestowal and love. If we attain this in the form of forces, then this is our desire, a vessel for revealing the light. If we attain an impression in it, the light, then this is the Creator, the light that is revealed in a vessel, in a desire. Other than that, there is nothing. Everything we read in the Zohar or in all the books of Kabbalists is just the impressions of a person, a Kabbalist, from his attainment of the force of bestowal within his desires, according to the equivalence of qualities. He tells us, about his desires, about the force that he attained, about his impression, that he explained in such an external form. It is possible to express it in music, songs, and beautiful words, or it can be explained in the language of Kabbalah, Talmud, or legends. But ultimately the Kabbalists explain their attainments to us. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson May 26, 2011. The Book of Zohar, Truma, Donation, a Persimmon and a Sedan Chair. A Woman's Lack of Fulfillment. Kabbalah and Women. An Insight into Women's Inner Quest and Spiritual Development. A lack of fulfillment in women has a spiritual root, and can be satisfied only by spirituality. It is no secret that in our world, women suffer more than men. Every woman, be it a queen or a tribal woman in Africa, is somewhat dissatisfied with her life. She has some difficulty, feels dependent, or is somehow unfulfilled. She wants more warmth and love, she longs for more sympathy and support. It is not that the world is built this way. This inner lack of fulfillment is embedded in woman's nature, and since the reason lies in spirituality, it can be resolved only by spirituality. A woman will never be fully satisfied or fulfilled except by spiritual attainment. We see how much deeper a woman's lack is as compared to that of a man in our world. A man derives pleasure just by looking at a woman. What woman derives pleasure by simply looking at a man? A man has multiple pleasures: football, women, beer, TV and adventures. A woman wants something deeper than that. Kabbalah explains why our world is built this way. It says that in spirituality, the woman is the one who feels the lack of fulfillment first. She only needs to formulate it correctly and use it to propel a man to reach the spiritual goal, draw the light from above and bring it to her. Presently, we don't fully understand how it all works. But our task is to follow the recommendations of the Kabbalists and let them open our eyes. We will then see how this great lack that the Creator has given to women in this world, her despair and anxiety, her lack of satisfaction, support, security, lack of warmth and love, how all this can be used in a purposeful way to achieve the spiritual goal. It is from the that the light comes and fills all the lacks that a woman feels. Rise above contradictions. Question: how in a moment of hatred for everything can you come to the state of recognizing that it comes from the Creator? Answer: the Creator precisely gives you this condition. He is not obviously doing it slightly but shows himself. He must show you hatred, frustration, and failure, so that you can build an opposite attitude toward him above it. All this egoism is put in front of me, and now I will be against it. You are deliberately setting me up like this. Question: and how can you deceive your egoism and play this game? Answer: there is no need to cheat. You just walk despite egoism, because that is how the Creator makes it for you. Question: for example, the Creator presents someone as an object of irritation. How does one treat him at this moment? Answer: look at it as a challenge from the Creator. He challenges you. Well, let me see how you're going to act now. Can you, despite this phenomenon, relate to me as the good who does good or not? And you must cope with these phenomena, interact with it, but internally your work should be exactly like this. Question: as a Kabbalist who understands how to work with the system, do you have a different perception than the students? That is, you can somehow do this already at a different level? Answer: I have the same job, only even more difficult. The Creator presents me with such problems every day that there is simply nowhere to go. We must react to them very quickly and correctly. That is how we live. Question: that is, some dirty tricks are constantly coming, no matter how ready you are? Answer: it is not a trick, it is out of love, to give you the opportunity to build a sense of the Creator in yourself. And it is built precisely by rising above these contradictions. Question: but you can evaluate some negative impact only later when you have already passed this condition. Is it the same with you? Answer: you fall into this state for a long time, and you cannot get out of it until the Creator, by His mercy, forgives you for not being able to do anything, and pulls you out by the ear. And I am in this work all the time, not forgetting that there is none else besides Him, who is absolutely good. Pictures that are the opposite of this constantly arise in me because my egoism, my nature inverts them, and I must invert them back and thus build a reverse action on my egoism. This will be called the screen in reflected light. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. To Overcome Yourself, February 15, 2014. Michael Lateman, on Quora. What are some tips for getting the most out of any conversation? Even though you think that a person is wrong, tell them the contrary, that you agree with them. This is a tip that we can learn from hunting animals. A hunting tactic is to show the animal that you have something it is interested in, and then you catch it. This is a male instinct from ancient times. Showing agreement, understanding and identification with a person's life opens them up to you. It is not like boxing where they open up to you and then you punch them. But you prepare them to not hold any prejudices against you, and that they will open the windows of their mind and will gradually start listening to you. When they feel that you agree with them, then it helps to awaken the thought that they do need to change their opinion, even if just a little bit, unlike how it originally appeared to them, and then you enter a common opinion. It is important to note that the principle here is not to let that person feel that you understand them, that you are in their situation, and that you agree with what they say in order to gradually say what is important to you and to draw them to your direction. No. Around 90% of the time, when you talk to another person, you should talk to them on their turf. Based on the video How to Let Others Open Up to You with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lateman and Telmand Elbaum. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lateman.